Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Avram Yitzchak ben Esther and for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We are going to be learning a very interesting shaila. This happened in the year 1958. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef was a dayan in the Beis Din in Pesach Tikva with Hagaon Rabbi Reuven Katz. And he had a lot of very interesting cases that came before him. And this is one of them from Chof Dalet Adar, Tovshin Yod Ches, and this is Simen Lamed Beis, for those who want to see it inside and be awed by the vast array of sources quoted by Chacham Ovadia, even at this young age. In Evin Ezer, Simen Lamed Beis, Chelek Tes. So the question is like this. There was a certain man who divorced his wife on the 1st of Av, in Tovshin Yud Zayin, 1957. He came a few times in front of the Beis Din, and everything was kosher v'yosher. He spoke like a normal person. He acted like a normal person. Everything seemed to go as desired. They spoke about him giving the support, paying alimony after the divorce. Everything was good. But on the day of the divorce, in the morning, he started speaking really weird. He was just saying one thing and another thing, and just, it was really bizarre. And then he started speaking with chutzpah to the Beis Din, and this person's a chiloni. And the dayanim were told that before he came to the Beis Din on the day of the gerushin, he said, "Oh, I'm going to this hatzagah, I'm going to this show of the rabbis with this get." And he started getting angry and making fun of religion, Torah, the Rabbanut. And he made a very negative impression in front of the Beis Din. Is he normal? Is he sane or is he insane? And then they were misadir the get, everything was good. And from the time of the writing of the get until after the giving of the get, he seemed to be normal. And then afterwards, it became known that he was already twice in a mental hospital. However, a year before the gerushin, the divorce, he left the hospital, and for that whole year he was normal, like a regular person. He also has a driver's license. I don't think he has one anymore because he's probably not with us anymore. But at the time, he had a driver's license. He worked in a factory, like everybody else. And now this woman is coming before us. She wants to be divorced. She wants to be free. She can marry another man. She's Yiras Shamayim. He's a chiloni. He's fry. He's not religious, but she is. So Chacham Ovadia was misadir the get based on the psak of Beis Din and Reuven Katz. And then he said, "Then we'll see." 2 weeks later, got sick again. Nachamal. He went a month into the mental hospital. And now he's coming back and he's saying, "What are you talking about? I gave this get when I was insane. It's not a get. I'm still divorced. I'm still married." Now to go back to his wife, he can't because he's a Kohen. Now she's a Suffolk Grusha. But can we free her to marry? And it even says her name here. She is a very firm sounding name. So that's the Shaila. And now we begin the Tshuva. There's a very famous machlokes between the Rambam and Rav Avigdor and Rav Simcha what the definition of a Shaita is. The Gemara defines a Shaita, Chagiga Gimel Amid Beis, Ezu Shaita, who is an insane person. Hayotzi Yechidi Balayl, somebody goes out at night alone when it's dangerous. Halom Beis Hakvar, somebody who sleeps in a cemetery. Makreis Ksusa, somebody who rips his clothing. The Rambam writes, Hashot apostle Eidus min HaTorah. Fisha'eno ben mitzvahs. So if someone's insane, he's potel Eidus min HaTorah because he's not chayv in mitzvahs. V'lorak sholdeshu malech aru mishaber kelim zorek avonim bovad ala kol mishnet for daito v'nitzis daito mishabeshes tamid bedover min advarim alvim mishdaver shol kinyin bishar advarim harei ze posul b'chal sholdem yichoshev. Zok the Rambam. You don't have to have these three signs of a shote in order to be considered a shote. An insane person can be insane with any signs of insanity. Look in the DSM, and the person is considered insane. Zema speak. You don't have to come on to these three reasons of the Gemara. But Rabbeinu Simcha of Spira, it's a place in Germany, Spiro, that's where all of these Shapiros and Spiros and Spiros and Spiras, they all come from Spira, this place in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. And they're all connected if you go back far enough. So this Rav Benu Simcha is brought in the Beis Yosef and Ebenezer Simon Kuf Yotes, and he writes that somebody is only considered a shoite, the garish, unless you see the simane shtus that are brought down in the Gemara in Chagiga, Parakamet Chagiga, Gimel Amid Beis. So the Rambam says you don't have to have the simanim of the Gemara. Any type of shoite is a shoite for garishin, for edus. The Rambam is talking about edus. And Rabbeinu Simcha of Shpira says no, dafka the simanim amfurashim be perikamet Chagiga, first perak of Chagiga. In the Yerushalmi and Shrimas Perak Aleph Lachaz is mashed, you have to see all the simanim, arguing with our Gemara. The Iker simon is that he loses whatever is given to him, and as long as he doesn't show this simon of losing whatever belongs to him, he's b'cheskas pikeach. Rabbeinu Simcha is brought in the Shut Maran Bar Baruch, the Shut Mari Kolon in Sharosh Yates. Shrabbeinu Avigdor, Heshiv l'maram, Shim l'hochsek shote besen v'amur perakam t'chig reik b'elchol dvarav. Person doesn't sow the signs of the first parak of Chagiga. Yotzi echidi balayla, lon beveis hakvaras, mekarei aksuso. He's a din of pikech l'chol dvarav. He's brought in the Beis Yosef and Kufchaf Aleph. In the Shalos and Shuvah Zichron Yosef, in Simon Yud and Levin Ezer, he says a lot of poskim pass through Rabbeinu Simcha. The Mordechai, the Maram, Rabbeinu Avigdor, so writes in the Rivash, the Marit, the Rosh and Chulin Perak Aleph Simon Dalet, Rabbeinu Yerucham, they all hold that you need at least one of the signs that are mentioned in the first Perak of Chagiga. You don't have one of the signs, and the person's not a shote. The Gemara there also says in Daf Daled, this simon of losing what's given to you. But if a person doesn't exhibit any of these signs, then he's not a shote. In the Tshuvas Ma'arit in Simit HaZayin, he writes that even according to the Rambam, who says he's a shote, that's only linyan edus. The Rambam says he's a shote no matter what, even if it's other types of Shimani Shtus, that's dafka linyan edus. V'kach kosev agoyne noy de bihuda. V'tshuvah shev sefer or ayosher. And he says, because by edus, we have a din that it has to be achicha. Achicha b'mitzvahs. Not chayv in mitzvahs al t'shoite. So then he's not an aid. But now when it comes to Gerishin, Chasim Sofer is somech to be makel on this, that it's only by Eidus. The Torah is gittin, he's mefakbek on this Ma'arit. He's not sure about it, but he says, Mi yavo achar ha'Ma'arit? What am I going to do? We have other Achronim, the Pischei Tshuva brings this. The Bris Avram brings the Marit Lalacha. Shut Maim Chaim Rappaport writes that the Sma holds like the Marit. In the Minchas Moshe Yerushalimski and Ebenezer Simenches. In the Ein Yitzchak Chelik Beis Ebenezer Simetesos Dalit, he brings this Lalacha. So too in the Onig Yontiv and Kufnun Gimel Ois Vav. It's a bit of Pashat Mafli to see what this man knows. And this is already, he's a young man. He's not even 30. Not even 40. In the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale, he brings the Beis Ephraim, who's Doicha the Marit, and he writes, Umi Yerav Elibo Lahakal. Okay? Not everybody holds the Marit. I'll go upon him. We have a Sfeika now to be Matri this woman. First of all, maybe the Allah is like Rabbeinu Simcha, that we require those things that are mentioned in the Gemara, and this person doesn't exhibit the signs mentioned in the Gemara. And if you want to hold like the Rambam, that it's any sign of shtus, maybe that's only in Edus, because he's not included in mitzvahs, but not in the Garish. And even though the first suffix is against Maran, it's against the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, any type of shtus, the Achronim already say that we can make a sfeik sfeik, a yivafilu neged Maran, like the Chida writes in the Machzik Brach in Yoradei Asim in Membeis Yiv Katan Nun, Rabbi Lezer di Toledo and his Shut Minchas Eliezer, Rabbi Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer and Chelik Beis Yerodei Simin Yud, Rabbi David Chazan in his Shut Nediv Lev Chelik Beis Simin Samach Gimel, the Marashal Alfandari in his Tshuvas in Yerodei Simin Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak Abulafi on the Pnei Yitzchak, they all say we can make a Sveik Sveik against Maran. The Rav Peolim, Taras Amayim, other Achronim. Not only that, his shtus is not b'maisa mamish, only b'dibur. He's speaking with hatred towards Rabbanim, towards Torah. Say there, so people speak with sinema kalkelis is ashura. Sometimes a person hates so much, he becomes a mishigit because of his hatred. The Neil Dehuda already writes in the tshuva brought in the Sefer or Yashar in Simon Lamid that if the shtus is b'dibur v'lo b'maisa, ain't lachush klal, because all those signs of insanity in the Gemara and Chagiga are b'maisa. V'yata den elakena prat, like there the prat tomorrow with the maisa, it has to be the maisa. V'havdol lo sifala, you shouldn't add. So paskins the Gonor Yisrael and Simon Aleph, and Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan and the Ein Yitzchak Chelik Beis Simon Tesos Dalit, Ayin Sham. And even though he had a machla, he was in the mental hospital, nevertheless, they said he left. He was okay. So again, we're back to our Sveik Sveik Eleatera. Hashem of the Allah is like Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbi Victor, or those in that group who holds that you have to have dafka, the Siman Yishtos said in the Gemara, and this person doesn't. And even if you say the Allah is like the Rambam, maybe it's Lenin Eidus, but Legabe Gittin, he's a Bardas, like the Ma'arit says. And also maybe it's not b'mais, it's only b'dibur. And I, this woman, has a cheskesei shesish. So how are you going to take her out of a chazaka? So the answer is that if you have a sveik sveika b'plukta d'ravisa or sveika d'dinya, then the cheskesei shesish doesn't make her usher. Because how is the chazaka going to change the machlokas haposkim? There's a machlokas haposkim. If you're misupik about what the mitzvah is, what happened, so assume nothing changed. But here you have a machlokas haposkim, so what is the presumption of her being an eish yesish have to do with the machlokas haposkim? How's that going to be machriya machlokas haposkim? And even though later on he got sick, but at the time he gave the get, he was saying, so we don't care what happens afterwards. In the Shut Divrei Chaim in Sof Siman Ayin Dalet, he talks about a certain shote that he said, I'm a gon chad bedara. He had a certain simanim of shtus in Chagig Gimel Amud Beis. Then he got better, but he looked, you could see on his face that he was a bissel meshigah. So So says the Heilige Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, we're somech to be mekel. Why? Because maybe he's not mamish insane. Some people really have this very inflated self-image. So this person also has an inflated self-image. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba in Siman Tav Shin Samech Hei, who says that a person's itim chala, itim shayte. Even if he's not shofar legamrei, as long as he's chala, in other words, sometimes he's normal, sometimes he's abnormal. But as long as in his normal times he's speaking normally, he's not ripping his clothing, he's not sleeping in the cemetery, Siman Shayte is considered a pikeach. And even though he's weak, and you can see the simanim of his chali begufo, he's not 100% misrape, but he's getting better, so he's kipikech l'shaito. Guy's inflated self-image, beseder, at the end of the world. Everybody, in the end of the day, everybody's a little bit crazy in some way, right? So Rabbi's marich a little bit here. He brings a lot more poskim, but halach lemaisa, based on the sources that we quoted, he is matir this woman. And this woman, Baruch Hashem, she wanted to. I don't know what ended up happening with her, but she was able to remarry. And we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem, that Hashem should help us maintain our sanity in this insane world. And we should be zoche, lilmodu lelamed, lishmo belasos, ulekaimus kol divrei salmatoros, be'ahava, amen, be'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.